Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Imagine Dragons. Loom. World Tour. Live in Salt Lake City. Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. Friday, October 11th. The brand new album. Loom is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
Welcome back to Live Mike. We have a few days left to make up our mind, to fill out your mail-in ballot, or make arrangements to visit the polls. Have you made up your mind yet? No, not yet. I still have to mail my ballot in as well. We're going to spend the next half hour speaking to the two candidates running to represent Utah's 4th congressional district. There has been a little bit of back and forth in the media via press conference and tweet and statements, and I just wanted to get to the bottom of something. We're going to talk about issues as well. We're going to start the conversation with Burgess Owens, who joins me now. Mr. Owens, first, welcome to the program. How are you?
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate it. Looking forward to the opportunity, for sure.
Sure. Before we get into issues, I want to take just a quick moment to deal with something that's come up between your camp and the McAdams team. I'm going to play some audio of you, sir, last night on Laura Ingraham's program, and I'd like to get your response to that.
And I have a little newsflash, and this is kind of gives an idea where our country is at this point. About an hour before coming to the show, we got an email from Deseret News, a major newslet outlet here, that they're actually ceasing our advertisement. Five days before the election, and they decided to pull our ads. I have no idea why.
I want to get into the details of your interactions with the Deseret News, but first let me ask you, what was the message you were trying to communicate with the ad?
It was actually a history of my opponent. This is, and by the way, I'd like for everybody who's listening, if you have any interest in what my stance are or anything that's been coming out on the media, please go to Burgess4Utah/facts. And what I think our Utahns actually expect is fairness and honesty. And at the end of the day, the ad was highlighting there's a history, there's things that we need to be talking about in terms of the actual record of my opponent. So far, it's been such a negative process. 95% of the ads have been just negative, highlighting things that are not true. But here's the thing. Unless we get a chance to talk about the policies, Utahns don't know exactly where we stand. So my ad was actually there to point out a few things that I think it's important that our potential constituents have a chance to know about.
The ad claimed that he was at one time under investigation by the FBI. Was it fair, knowing that the FBI later, via a spokesman, said that there was no evidence of wrongdoing ultimately, was it fair and do you think appropriate to have just the words that he was at one time under investigation?
I think that's just as fair because it was true. But when you go into my ads in terms of setting up bombs down in southern Utah, or what is the other things? The litany of things that they're pointing out that have not been fair, not been true. And that's why, again, I ask people to go to burgess4utah.com/facts, and you see exactly what the $10 million that the Pelosi PAC has put into this event to make sure that we cannot get the message of what we stand for. And Lee, this is the key. We're now talking about things, still yet, have we not talked about things like what do we stand on life? What do we stand on education? What do we stand on faith? How about the business ownerships, the business owners that we have here and their needs of coming out of the issues they are coming out of? Those things have not been talked about for months because instead of doing that, my opponent has put millions of dollars into trying to keep me on the defense. What I'm saying is this. We now have a page that deals with every single issue that's been brought up. It's very obvious you'll see who's being honest, who's being fair. And what happened with Deseret News pulling our advertisements was not fair at all. Five days into the before election, that all of a sudden we're not able to get our message out. That's not a Utah That's not the way we operate here. So I think it's very good that we're talking about this, and I think it's good that he answers to any of the issues that we've been bringing up.
The Deseret News put out a statement saying that they had ceased taking advertising, or rather they had not ceased taking advertising from your campaign or any other political candidate, and that throughout the campaign season that the Deseret News has repeatedly run advertising from both your campaign and that of Congressman McAdams, and that the advertisements posted this week, the one we've just described on Deseret.com on behalf of your campaign, fell short of the advertising standards. On Laura Ingraham's program, on Laura Ingraham's program, you said that there was a certain measure of you were caught off guard. And that it happened very suddenly.
Absolutely, we caught off guard because we were told, I found out an hour before I came to the show, we had not set up any time to even discuss it. They had also actually mentioned in the email that they wouldn't mind looking at getting us a refund. So they had already made a decision, and they would give us an opportunity to talk at some point. We had not set up any time to talk about it, but this is 5 days before the election. This is the most important time to get the message out for those who are not knowledgeable of what's going on. And they want to now take days for us to figure out. And by the way, they said it was taken down because of artwork. Now, what does that mean? I have no idea. But at the end of the day, it impacts my messaging, and it does not impact my opponents who's been putting together falsehoods for months. Nothing, the things he's been talking about, it could be very easily fact-checked. But yet they've been running it. Nobody's pulled it off. Nobody's asked some questions about it. Where's the media? Where's the media when it comes down to asking him the hard questions? So far, that's one of my most disappointing processes of being a Utahan. I just didn't know that that it could work this way here in Utah. Well, we believe in being fair and honest.
Let's make sure
that both people are being pulled to the carpet and asked the tough questions. McAdams has not been done. That has not happened with McAdams yet.
Well, let me just let you know and listeners know that immediately following our conversation here, we're going to take a commercial break. And then following that break, I will be speaking with Ben McAdams and asking him equally rigorous questions. So you rest assured that everyone's getting fair treatment here on this program.
And I appreciate that, Lee. I really do. Well, what you might want to start off is asking him, how can he continue to put out the falsehoods that he's put out and feel no shame?
Let's talk about you. Let's set your opponent aside for the duration of our conversation. We just have a few minutes left. I told a number of people that you and I would be speaking, and I was looking for some guidance and some tips on what to discuss with you about the issues, what's important to Utahns, specifically in the 4th District. And I have to admit, by and large, the question that came was to get you to once and for all clear up your position on QAnon, on that idea and that belief. And so take just a moment, be clear, and then we'll get on to the issues at hand.
Absolutely. I denounce that. And let me ask you this. Please ask my opponent, does he denounce Antifa? Does he denounce Planned Parenthood, who gives him 100% ratings? Does he denounce the funding of the police? Or how about Omar, the AOC plus three, who are anti-Semitic in their views? Please ask him those questions because I want him to denounce that as well as I have denounced QAnon. And I will say this about QAnon. The one thing I do know, whether it be Tim Ballard, Tim Tebow, the president, anybody who looking into the child trafficking, which we put together a program on my website to make Utah the first traffic-free state in the union, anyone who discusses that is some kind of way called by the left. It's only come from the left, QAnon. Now, again, we're not talking about Antifa. We're not talking about the damage that BLM has done, Dot Inc. has done to black businesses, black lives in the last few months. But they really focus on this one issue. So at the end of the day, I denounce that totally. And I now want you to ask my opponent if he denounced those things I just asked. Antifa, right. Planned Parenthood, and defunding the police.
All right. Before you go, I want to ask you one of the questions I asked the very first time you and I had an opportunity to speak, and it is 100% issues-based, and it is in the hypothetical scenario you are able to earn sufficient votes from the voters. You make your way to Washington. On day one, what would be your first legislative effort? What will you do to change U.S. law to either enhance it or roll back regulation? What will you do on
day
one?
What a good question, Lee. First of all, I believe that no matter what our rights might be, be, how free our country we think it might be. Ignorant and free can never be, and that's Thomas Jefferson. We need to deal with the educational process. We've had decades in which our young people, not been taught our free market. They go through college and they come out hating our country, in debt, with a degree doesn't mean a thing, and they come out not being willing to stand for our flag. So education has to be the very, very front. Teach now history. Teach what we the people have done together. What we've done together, we should be very proud of. The fact I grew up in systemic racism in the 60s, I can tell you firsthand, it is not present today. When we are electing a black president, or I can run for Congress, or we have billionaires across our country that are making money that no matter what their color might be. So that would be the very first thing. And I would also say that the next, right underneath that, is working against trafficking. That's a stain on our soul. If we don't deal with the trafficking issue and stop putting it into a conspiracy issue every time it comes up, we're having children that are being trafficked. We have adults that are being enslaved around the world, and we're standing here talking about things that really nobody even knows about, to be honest with you. So, end of the day, those are the first two things I will deal with: education, the trafficking, and then allowing small businesses to do what they do best. Bring our economy back. They should be the next frontline heroes that we talk about a reward, and teach our young people how they should grow up to be small business owners, entrepreneurship, and building their dreams big time.
Mr. Owens, I have to let that stand. Thank you for your time. Thanks for the conversation. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we return, Congressman Ben McAdams running to retain his seat against Burgess Owens. We'll have a conversation with the congressman next on Live Mike. I'm Lee Lonsberry. And this is KSL News Radio. Welcome back to Live Mike. I'm Lee Lonsberry. We have for the past little while been discussing the race in Utah's 4th Congressional District. And a little bit of full disclosure here. Interestingly, I had the two candidates booked for very different topics to discuss very different things here during this half hour of the program. And it was not until just this morning I became aware of, first, a press conference hosted by Representative McAdams. We'll speak to him about that in just a moment. And also the issue from which that conference stemmed, a piece of advertising which was purchased by his competitor and challenger, Burgess Owens, which for a time ran in the Deseret News, but was then taken down, and that has kind of led to some back and forth between the Owens camp and the Deseret News, and we'll see how that all sorts out. But what I can't help but notice is that, similar to what I mentioned earlier, in Formula One, there's a silly season. So, too, is that the case in elections, especially elections of very, very high stakes, that in the days and weeks leading up to Election Day, you never know what's going to happen. And anyway, just to get to the bottom of things and to sort some stuff out and understand where we stand here, Ben McAdams has joined us. But I'll tell you that we're going to be speaking today about a piece of legislation of his and an effort of his dealing with nuclear weapons. That's the purpose of this conversation. But I just have to, Congressman McAdams, ask you first about this press conference you hosted this morning. You seated alongside your wife, made some points today addressing claims made against you by your challenger, Burgess Owens. There are precious few days and hours ahead of Election Day. Why dedicate the time and resources to responding the way you did this morning?
Well, yeah, thank you, Lee. I think we were disturbed, and you know, the Deseret News took down an advertisement by Burgess Owens because it was false, and this isn't the first time. Other ads for Burgess Owens have been pulled off the air because they are false and misleading. And, you know, look, politics is especially a tough campaign. They're not a lot of fun, but there's a difference between hard-hitting and lying. And what we've seen repeatedly from the Owens campaign is lies and deception and misrepresentation. And I think it's really unfortunate. So this was the latest in a series of false advertising by the Owens campaign, and he's upset because he's being held accountable to telling the truth. And when an advertisement is false and attacking the integrity, falsely attacking my integrity, I'm happy to see it pulled off the air.
And dedicating time, gathering the media together, joining with your wife and discussing that was a necessary move here this morning.
Yeah, I think it was important for people to see that it's misleading. And again, he distorts my record. It's up is down and down is up. You know, I heard his comments from your show earlier. You know, I stood 2 months ago, I stood with law enforcement and the sheriff and called for increasing police funding. But he says I want to defund police funding. He talks about what he characterizes as negative campaigning and misrepresentations on both sides. But I'll be honest, I know that our advertisements have been hard-hitting, but they're truthful. You know, they're in his own words. These are things that are on his website. These are things that he's saying. And Mr. Owens wants to have it both ways. He wants to go to fringe internet groups and Facebook groups and otherwise and say one thing and then not be accountable for the decisions he makes and the words he speaks in this campaign. And you know, I think voters deserve to know where both candidates stand on the issues. And the reality is Mr. Owens has, in his own words, supported resuming nuclear weapons testing in our backyard. He has supported for years repealing the protections for people with pre-existing conditions. You know, I think these are things that the voters need to know about when they're taking into account who they're going to vote for in this election, and not simply the misleading ads from Mr. Owens, the lies that are taken off the air because it violates media standards and it isn't true.
In just a moment, I want to get to that question of nuclear testing and some work that you are engaged in right now in Congress. But last campaign question I want to ask you has to do with the FEC investigation right now into campaign finance on the part of Mr. Owens. 2 years ago, a very similar investigation was launched against your then opponent, Mia Love. It was reported here on this station and elsewhere that you had some relationships with those in the organization that filed the complaint 2 years ago, the Alliance for Better Utah. My understanding is that the Alliance didn't do any filing of any complaints this year. And so just to clear this up, may I ask you, did you have anything to do with the investigation the FEC is currently engaged in against Mr. Owens?
Look, the law is clear. I'm not aware of any investigation. I do know that the media has reported, and it only came out in his financial report of 10 days ago or so. So it's new to all of us, but that he has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars in excess of the limit. And the law is clear. Me and my campaign, we follow the law, and I think we would expect Burgess Owens to follow the same rules. We are expecting the Federal Elections Commission will do their job and hold him accountable to the law and to refund contributions that he accepts in excess of the limits. And I think that the voters should expect the same. The candidates obey the rules that are intended to keep the influence of money out of politics. And look, I think that's a standard we should hold all of our elected officials to simply follow the law and not break the law and be honest in their dealings with campaign dollars.
So to be clear, you haven't filed anything with the
FCC? No, we haven't. We found out about it just 10 days ago when he filed his report. And you know, that's what the news, KSL and Deseret News and sure. Salt Lake Tribune and others have been reporting. And we've been right now focused on getting our message out to voters. But I think it is concerning to me to see that he has seemed to ignore the law and believe the rules don't apply to him.
Sure. Okay. The National Defense Authorization Act. You are working on something to be included in that. That's essentially the defense authorization bill that would block funding for explosive nuclear weapons testing. Tell me about this.
Yeah. So you've got two pieces of legislation right now. The House defense bill that includes my amendment that prohibits the use of any monies for resuming nuclear weapons testing. There's similar legislation in the Senate that sets aside millions of dollars to restart nuclear weapons testing. And so these two bills, the House bill and the Senate bill, have to be reconciled. And what I am pushing for, yesterday sent a letter to the appropriators reiterating my stance that we, in the negotiations between the House and the Senate, hold firm on that particular sentence that would prohibit the resumption of nuclear weapons testing. I think it is alarming to me that those monies are set aside in the Senate bill. And I hope that in the final negotiations, we're able to keep that out and settle this conversation for now that we will not go down that path again. Too many Utahns have died. It's been dangerous and harmful to our state. And it's something that I'm going to fight with everything I've got to stop Utah from being downwind from a new round of nuclear weapons tests.
Do you think the conference committee or the negotiators on the conference committee will be able to reconcile the House and the Senate versions?
I hope so. I mean, that's the hope. And that's, again, why we brought this to their attention once again and joined with many of my colleagues to say that this is something we feel strongly about. We were able to amend the legislation to be very explicit about it. And in the final negotiations, it would be unacceptable to allow the Senate version to prevail that includes funding to restart testing.
$10 million, I believe. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Congressman, listen, thank you for your time. Thank you for walking through some campaign stuff and this all-important nuclear testing subject. Look forward to seeing what emerges, if something is able to emerge, negotiated from the conference committee. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Lee. We'll keep fighting on it.
All righty. We're going to take a break here in a moment, and we're going to set aside our look at the 4th congressional race, and we're going to look alongside our KSL television investigative reporter colleague Matt Gephardt about what happens at polling places. What are the rules for voters? What are the mask rules? What are the campaigning rules, electioneering, all that? What are the rules and what's being enforced? We'll find out with Matt Gephardt next on Live Mike. I'm Lee Lonsberry, and this is KSL News Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.